Yeah, but they're not leaving on their own. I mean, this place we live, the mission, somebody's coming in there at night and hustling them out of bed someplace.
Kind of a bum's rush.
I don't make jokes about your job.
She wasn't really soliciting. I mean, for money.
No, I was just looking for a suitable volunteer.
For what?
To father my child.
Ta-da! Inspector DeLuke is back, and the 12th precinct's got him.
They asked you to resign?
Oh, no, Bunny, no, they gave me a choice. They said, Frank, now look, you can retire now as inspector, but you're welcome to hang around. But if you do, you'll be hanging around as a captain. Lousy, stinking captain.
Maybe you look 100% better.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I ain't just saying that. I mean, you look really scrungy.
You're too kind.
Okay, Bond, I'll just call that bluff. They'll back down every time, right?
It's worth a shot.
Right.
And I just wanted to say that I think that both of you have very, very fine qualities in different areas. And for what it's worth, I think either one of you would make a very good father for anyone's child.
Brewer. Where's Sergeant Harris?
Figured he'd be here.
What happened?
Well, I don't know. Woke up this morning, his bunk was empty. A couple of the other guys are gone, too.
Dietrich Wojo, better check out that mission. Ah, Inspector.
Very funny.
What's the matter?
Captain Frank Luger reporting for duty.
Oh.
Nice to have you with us.
I take it you've had your meeting?
Oh, yeah, I had my meeting.
And?
Well, I laid the law down to him, Barney. I told him, you can't push Frank Luger around. Put up a shut up. You know, all that good stuff you told me to tell him? No. Answer me. Make a short story sad, Barney. Here I am.
You mean they've assigned you here?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's another zinger they're trying to put into the old inspector, you know? Sending me back to the same squad where I started out, having to take orders from a former underling.
I really did not.
Oh, it's not your fault, Barney. I didn't have to tell him what you told me.
Right.
Sure. And I want you to understand, Barney, I don't want any kind of special treatment. I'm just another member of the squad. You understand? No better, no worse. Okay?
Fine.
Good. If you need me, I'll be in my office. Nah, just kidding, Barney. You know, trying to lighten up the tragedy.
Yeah, well, we're still gonna have to find someplace to put you. How about Nick's old desk?
Ah, sure, why not?
Yeah.
Huh? Fine. Thank you, huh? Where's the drawers? There's no drawers here. What lousy, skinny drawer.
Well, if you need more,
Huh?
We could,
No, forget it, Barney. A lot of good space on top here.
Fine, listen, make yourself at home.
Good, thanks. Thanks, Barney. 34 years in the force, you can't even get a decent pair of drawers.
Today's paper?
Yeah. Here, why? You want to reline your shoes?
Inspector?
Huh? Hey, Levine?
Barney is a mufti. Pardon me, sir, but this is my desk.
What'd you do with the drawers?
Levitt.
Sir?
Been a change in the assigned seating?
I'm afraid that Inspector Luger is going to be using that desk today.
Because I was late?
It's a little more complex than that.
I've got time.
Want to take him on?
You don't mind.
Hello. What? Oh, yeah. 12 Precinct, right. Come on. What? Where? Yeah? All right, easy. Will you? Slow down. I'm not a Kelly girl. Right. I got it. Somebody be right over there. Stick up on Blaker. Want me to take him on? I'm not proud.
Sure. Why don't you take Levitt?
Huh? Sure. Come out of me. Take a leg.
You could have told him.
I did.
Try harder. Come on.
What'd you find out?
Nothing. Anybody that might have seen him was either asleep or drunk.
We don't know where the hell he is.
I mean, maybe he's on to something.
Yeah, well, we better put out an APB just in case.
Okay. Would help if we had a picture.
Should be one laying around somewhere. Use that one on his book.
He hates that one.
Thank you.
He ain't gonna like it.
Right in here, Vermin.
I'm offering people the opportunity to change their destinies, to save this society before it destroys itself.
What's that to me?
What do you got, Inspector?
In a minute, Barney. That's my breath.
And Captain? This is Alfred Royce. Caught him in the middle of holding up Arlo's Market on Bleecker.
I'm trying to work within the system.
Oh, we appreciate that.
But I had to do something to raise the money.
For what?
For my campaign.
Oh, you're running for president, too?
Yes, he is, sir.
Hope I can count on your support.
We'll see.
Cleaned out the cash register, then forced the people in the store to make voluntary contributions. At gunpoint.
I'm trying to qualify for matching funds.
I see.
Have you any idea what a minute on network television goes for these days? Not to mention the cost of office space, political literature. Oh, here, please, take this. Posters, buttons, and don't even talk to me about hats and balloons.
So you just walked into a market and held it up?
It's tough to compete. I mean, I don't have a rich family like some people, or a rock star girlfriend, or prematurely orange hair to grab attention.
That would be a problem.
Sir, he used this snub-nosed 38.
Do you know how easy it was to get this? Gun control is going to be among my first priorities as president.
Good luck.
I'll tag his piece, sir.
Fine.
There's a seat open by the air shaft.
Royce?
I'm not a crackpot, Captain. I have viable solutions to the critical problems confronting this nation. It's all in there.
I'm sure it is, but meanwhile, we're still going to have to book you.
You like my slogan?
Alfred Royce, the people's candidate. I'm afraid we're going to have to book you, Mr. Royce. Inspector, you want to take care of Mr. Royce?
What, right now?
If you don't mind.
Oh, sure, sure, Barney. You're the boss.
Russ?
Sit down, Alfie.
Got the APB out.
Oh, good.
Just now we wait.
Yeah, I started already. Well, you didn't use the hockey tickets, huh?
No, I changed my mind. You were already gone.
I was in a hurry.
Any particular reason?
What do you mean?
Did you see her last night?
No, did you?
No.
Of course, it was dark.
Right.
Twelfth Precinct, Ray. Hey, we've been looking for you. It's Harris. So how's it going, Ronald? Oh, sure.
What happened? Where are you? He's in North Carolina.
I knew we should have looked there.
Twelfth Precinct, Roger Hoetz.
Ray, hello. Where are you now?
Is that Harris?
He's calling from a Stuckey's in Maryland.
What happened?
You want to talk to Barney?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know what you mean. we'll just be waiting here. Oh, hey, wait a minute. Pick me up one of those nut logs.
Did you really read any of this stuff that Fringy Royce has been handing out at that?
I haven't had the time. Have you checked him for priors?
No, D.D. did that.
Inspector, have you completed the arrest report?
No. No, what, you wanted it today?
Yes, I would like to see the arrest report before the man gets transferred out.
You don't have to snap at me, Barney. Just right to it, sir. Captain.
Look, I know this is not an easy transition for you to have to make, but you gotta try. You gotta make an effort.
Well, that's the same kind of malarkey to get the client.
Now, look, I really don't have the time to listen to stories about Kleiner or Foster or Brownie.
I wasn't even going to mention them other two guys, Foster and Brownie.
Well, I had a feeling they were coming next.
Oh, did you? Seems to me I can remember a time when you didn't mind listening to a few reminiscences of the old inspector.
Captain!
Oh, now you're giving it to me with both barrels, huh, Marty? Well, listen, let me tell you something, sonny. I was pounding the pavements as a flatfoot for the NYPD while you were still peddling papers in short pants.
I've heard...
So now tell me that I gotta come in here and listen to this kind of...
Now, look!
Nice try, bud. Sure, I see what you're trying to do, Barney. You're trying to insult me, belittle me, huh? To get me all steamed up so I'll fight back and stop feeling sorry for myself, right? Huh?
Right.
That's what you're trying to do, right?
Absolutely.
Lucky for you, I caught on, huh, Barney?
All right, come on inside. We're home. Step lightly, come on.
Boy, that must have been some out at the
end. Look, can you guys cut it down? How do you know? Hey.
I hardly even hear it anymore, Barney. They started at 3,000.
What's the story?
Well, it was basically a Shanghai operation. Two guys came into the mission about 11 p.m. and offered me and a couple other bums a bottle of gin if we'd take a ride with them. Next morning, we pull up to a peanut farm on the Carolina border. Finally got 50, 60 bums there. Already they're working in the fields, and most of them don't even know where they are. Anyway, I picked about half a bushel. Then I decided to make some arrests.
And the suspect?
They're still down there. I got to go back next week for the extradition proceedings.
You think this is a wide-scale operation?
Barn, I am really not in the mood. Barney, I spent 10.5 hours riding with the Von Trapp family here. All the way up the turnpike, it's, I gotta go to the bathroom. Can we have some ice cream? Are we there yet?
Where's my nut log?
What?
Where's my nut log? Is it in the bag?
No, man, them cigarettes. 40 cents a pack down there.
But we don't smoke. We're gonna have to get a statement from every one of those guys.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Monty, take a seat over there at my desk.
Pinky, Ray, excuse me.
Oh.
If you don't mind.
Oh, sure. It's just I know them all by name.
Yeah, well, I appreciate it. Thank you. Gentlemen, we're gonna need some information from each of you.
I didn't think this could happen in America.
Nor did we.
I mean, what's this country coming to?
What's this country coming to? I'll tell you what this country's coming to. People are losing hope. People are losing faith in the leadership of this country.
Mr. Royce.
They are getting tired of being told to lower their expectations, tighten up their belts, stand up straight, don't slouch.
Mr. Royce, please.
Oh, Mr. Royce, you say yes, but we have no other alternative. Our resources are running out. The American dream must be abandoned. To that I reply, bunk! The American dream is not dead. It's just waiting to be rekindled. We have the ability and the will to ensure not only that every citizen has a right to a decent place to live and enough to eat, but more important, that he has an important role to play in society.
It's about time.
And if I'm elected, I shall go forward with your guidance and the grace of God to undertake the challenge of making this nation something to write home about.
Good stuff. Yeah.
Lose something.
I came back to apologize.
Who to?
To both of you. I was thinking about what I said yesterday, and I realized that I had absolutely no right to ask of you what I did. It meant much more than just a few hours of your time. And even if we never met again, you would always know that there was someone out there that was a part of you.
Yeah, we thought about that.
Well, I really hope that I haven't caused any undue friction between the two of you.
Well, no, us?
I'm sorry, I know it's none of my business, but are you gonna keep looking for somebody?
No. It's already been taken care of.
Oh. Someone we'd approve of?
I have to be going. Thank you again for your kindness.
Least we could do.
Goodbye, Carl.
Now take care of yourself, Laura.
So this moment, you gentlemen are working for free.
Huh?
6 o'clock, checkout time.
Oh, I get it.
Inspector?
What?
Check out time.
No, I think I'm going to stick around, Barney. Finish up a few reports.
Maybe I can get one of the guys to help
you. No need for that, Barney. Why don't you young fellas go on home? You know, beat it. Leave the old captain here alone to work in peace.
Good night, Inspector.
Good night, Bonnie.
Good night, Inspector Luger.
Good day.
Good night, Inspector Luger.
Budge.
Good night, Inspector Luger.
Vagrant.
Good night, Inspector Luger.
Good night, Hare.
Night, Inspector Luger.
Good night, Levitt.
Thank you.
Is watching nothing.
When he watches television, till there's nothing on?
Correct. But it's an illusion, because with TV Land, there's always something on. Examples?
The transcendent writing of Dick Van Dyke. The excellent comedy of The Honeymooners.
And Charlie's Angels.
On TV Land, there's always something on for TV satisfaction.